Jutes, when it comes to the laws of Tuma and Tahara, impurity and purity, Samud Araisa, there's no such thing as part of a person becoming Tomei. Either the person is entirely Tomei, or he is entirely Tohar. However, there are certain instances where when Jirabonon, only one's hands are considered to be Tomei. Now, one of those examples is Noisar, korban meat which has been left uneaten past the time limit. So if, let's say, a korban needs to be eaten within 2 nights and a day, so at the end of the second night, it becomes Noisar. And Majabonon, if somebody touches that meat after it has become Noisar, his hands are considered to be Tomei. Now, most korbanos which are eaten, the time limit on eating them is the following night after they are brought on the Mizbeach. So once the korban is brought on a particular day, you've got that night and the entire next night to eat that korban. Now, when it comes to the second night, which is the last night which the korban can be eaten, Midoraisa, it can be eaten until the morning. However, Midrabonon, in order to prevent somebody from leaving over the meat and saying that he'll eat it, you know, the last minute, Midrabonon, he has to eat it by midnight on the second night. Not by the morning, but by midnight. So Midrabonon, that meat is considered to be Noisar already from midnight onwards. However, since it's only considered to be Noisar during that period, Midrabonon, so somebody who touches it would not make his hands Tomei, since that only applies to Noisar Midoraisa. And when it comes to the Korban Pesach, which needs to be eaten that night, you haven't got the following night to eat it, there's a machlokes as to whether Midoraisa one has the entire night, and only Midrabonon one has to finish it by Chatzos, by midnight, or whether in this case, even Midoraisa has to be finished by midnight. And this is learned from Pesukim, and the opinion of our Mishnah is that Midoraisa, the Torah requires that the Korban Pesach be eaten by midnight of the first night of Pesach. And so it follows that after midnight, it is considered to be Noisar Midoraisa. And because of that, the Midrabonon decree that one's hands become Tomei for touching it applies already from midnight onwards. And so the Mishnah says, HaPesach, HaKorban Pesach, Achachatzeis. After midnight is considered to be Noisar Midoraisa, and therefore Mutames Hayodayim, it would make one's hands Tomei if he touches that meat. Now the Mishnah cites another example of something which would make one's hands Tomei, and that is Pigel. Pigel refers to a korban which during one of the services of the korban, either during slaughtering the korban, or catching the blood, transporting the blood, throwing the blood onto the Mizbeach, if during any of these four services of the korban, if the person who does that has the intention that the meat of this korban will be eaten after its time limit, or that the parts of the korban which are generally burnt on the Mizbeach will be burnt after the time limit of burning them on the Mizbeach. So we're not referring to a case where he actually eats it or burns it after the time limit. Rather, he had the intention while he was doing one of these services that the korban will be eaten or burnt on the Mizbeach after its time limit. So that korban is known as pigel. It's invalid, and in fact, if somebody eats that korban, even if he eats it within the time limit, he would be liable to the punishment of kores for having eaten that korban. Now, Midrabonon, if somebody touches that meat, his hands become Tomei, and the reason for this decree is in order to prevent Kohanim from having the wrong intentions. If the Kohanim would know that by having the wrong intention whilst processing the korban, their hands would become Tomei, so they would be less likely to have the wrong intention, they would be more careful, and so that was the purpose of this Gezeirah Midrabonon. And so the Mishnah says, HaPigel, pigel meat, korban meat, which became invalidated as pigel, the hanosar, as well as nosar of all other korbanos, once it is nosar midoraisa, so mitamnes hayadayim, that would make one's hands tomei if he touches it. The Masechta ends off by discussing the two brachas which are made on a korban pesach and a korban chagiga. Just like most mitzvahs which are performed with an action have a bracha made on them before, so too when eating the korban pesach and the korban chagiga. Now the bracha made on eating the Korban Pesach would refer to eating Le'echol Es HaPosach, eating the Korban Pesach, whereas the bracha made on the Korban Chagiga would refer to Le'echol Es HaZavach, which literally means eating the Korban. The term Zevach refers to a specific type of Korban, and that is a Korban where the blood which is received from the Korban, from the animal, is thrown onto the Mizbeach. That sort of Korban is known as a Zevach. So since that is the case for a Korban Chagiga, that is the bracha which is made for a Korban Chagiga. Now when it comes to the Korban Pesach, the blood is not thrown onto the Mizbeach like most korbanos. Rather, it is poured onto the Mizbeach. Now Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that even for a Korban which the blood should ideally be thrown onto the Mizbeach, if one did pour it onto the Mizbeach, the service is still valid, b'dieved, once he did it. And because of that, Beirach Birkas HaPesach, if I made a bracha on the Korban Pesach and ate the Korban Pesach before the Korban Chagiga, So the bracha made on the Korban Pesach, potar shel zevach, that exempts him and it covers the bracha on the chagiga, and he does not make another bracha on the Korban chagiga. Because since the bracha on the Korban Pesach is related to the service of pouring the blood onto the mizbeach, and since when it comes to the Korban chagiga, b'di'eved, if you did pour it onto the mizbeach, it would still be valid. So the bracha on pouring the blood exempts the bracha on the chagiga. However, the other way around is not true. If one threw the blood of a Korban Pesach, let's say, onto the Mizbeach, it would not be valid, and therefore Berachah Shel Zevach, if he made a bracha on the Korban Chagiga first, then Lo Potar Shel Pesach, that does not cover the Korban Pesach as well, and he would make the bracha on the Korban Pesach, and indeed this is what was usually done, because as we have seen a number of times, the Korban Chagiga had to be eaten before the Korban Pesach. The Rabbi Yishmael, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. However, Rabbi Akiva says, this bracha doesn't cover the other korban, and this bracha doesn't cover the other korban. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that even when it comes to korbanos which the blood is generally thrown, it would be invalid if you poured the blood, and certainly vice versa as well. And so because of that, neither of these brachas can exempt and cover the other korban. And so even if you did eat the korban pesach first, and so you made the bracha of the korban pesach first, you would still make a bracha on the korban chagiga. Solik Masechet Pesachim, Mazel Tov.